This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. A new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he.
Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy
is the Lord God
Almighty, who was and is to come. All creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and adoration. Worthy is Jesus, who became a sin offering for us. Worthy is the Lamb who shed his blood for us. Worthy is Jesus, the Good Shepherd. John 10, verse 11. I am the Good Shepherd. He uses the name of God. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Do you know that today? That our Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd, laid down his life for you. But he's not only the shepherd, but he's the Lamb who is the sacrifice. Not only is he the shepherd and the Lamb, he is the altar on which is slain the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. This is profound. This is totally profound. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is Lamb, is altar. His blood rescues us from sin. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you walked ahead of the sheep to take them to green pastures. Thank you that you shed your blood for the sheep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you also that you are the altar on which the Lamb died. Hallelujah. You are everything, Jesus. We are nothing. You are the Lord. We are God's people who are in need of you, of your love, of your blood, of your being. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
We honor you, Jesus. Without you, we couldn't even have our next breath. You are the potter, we are the clay. We pray you send down your Holy Spirit to mold us and shape us into becoming what you created us to be, to do what we were created to do, to love how we were created to love. You know, Jesus, we need your love. We need your grace. We need to remember what Jesus took us out of. Sometimes the reason we can't experience God's inexpressible love is because we're trying to be perfect. We're trying to be perfect, but we'll never be perfect. If we don't understand what Jesus took us out of, what Jesus did, that Jesus has saved us, and we just live in that place of honor, reverence, and thanksgiving to God, waking up every day and thanking Jesus, telling him we love him. You know, every time you tell Jesus you love him, from heaven, he releases his I love you into you. Every time you tell Jesus thank you, he releases thanksgiving into your heart. It's a two-way relationship. Jesus, he's a jealous God because he created you for himself. How many times today have you woken up and told Jesus, I love you? Jesus, thank you. Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit. The book of James says we do not receive because we do not ask. God wants us to ask to be overflowed by the love and the light of God. And as we do that, he does it for us.
Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. O Lord Jesus, fill our hearts with gratitude for what you did on the cross. Fill our hearts with gratitude that you are the shepherd who laid down his life for us. You are the sheep who laid down his life for us. O God, give us new experience of revelation of what you did on the cross. I remember the Lord said one evening, today I want to do something new for you. And I said to the Lord, Lord, I hear that all the time. We never see anything new. But I'm counting on it that you want us to see something new tonight. And the vision came to me. It was the crucified Jesus covered with flies, covered with flies. He was crucified outside the walls, near a dump. I had to change my vision. I said, no, I don't want to look at this anymore. Not only did he take my sins, but the poor Jesus was filled with flies. You might say, when I think of the crucified Jesus, I think of someone that has been manicured. No. Filled with blood, filled with flies, on the cross for you, because you and I could not make heaven. We needed the substitute of the Lamb of God who became our substitute on the cross. You see, he became a man in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He became man, complete man, head and members on the cross of Jesus Christ.
And on the cross, when he took all of our sin, all of our pain, all of our shame, we live from that place of joy. But not only did Jesus save you from the cross, he came into your life and he saved you. He saved me. I can't help but to live in joy and thanksgiving because I know what Jesus saved me from. I know what Jesus took me out of. I know where I was going and I was on my way to. But not only on my way to, but at that point in my life where I was. You know, I was in a place where I needed a savior. But to be saved, Jesus had to come to me as Savior. For me to be healed, Jesus had to come to me as healer. To be experience love, Jesus needs to come to me as lover of our soul. See, Jesus is enough in every area of your life. He is enough. He is enough. Jesus is enough. And when you go to Jesus and you rely only on him, it pleases him. And he says, my son, my daughter, come to me and I will give you rest. There's so many people listening and you don't have rest in your life. Jesus came so that you would have rest in this life. That your joy doesn't come from your circumstance. Your joy comes because Jesus Christ is living within you and you have sacrificed your life to him. See, Jesus came to be a living sacrifice for all of humanity. But Jesus Christ lives in you, and he gives you the strength and the ability to become a living sacrifice for every person you come across, to show heroic virtue, that when someone curses you, you bless them. When someone reviles you, you love them. Because it's not you who lives, but it's Jesus Christ who lives through you. It's Jesus Christ who lives in you. Jesus, give me your thoughts today. Jesus, let me see with your eyes. Jesus, let me love with your heart. Jesus, let me hear with your ears, Lord. Let me be fused to you, Jesus, that I just want to be a vessel, an empty vessel for your spirit, for your love, for your grace, for your glory. Because you are on this earth for such a short time, but for such an important and big reason. Because Jesus wants to use you to display the Father's love, to become a miracle worker. The Father sent Jesus to reveal the Father's heart. Jesus came on this earth to reveal the Father's heart to all of humanity. Are you being that revelation to people of God's love and his mercy? Because that is what you were created to be. But before you can be that for other people, you need to let go and receive it from Jesus. Let go of your life and let Jesus fill you with his divine life.
When I am lifted up, our Lord said, I will draw all people to myself. On the cross, Jesus became a human magnet, drawing all people to himself, starting with Adam and Eve, to the last person who will be born before the coming of the Lord. Not many people preach about that. When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. What did Jesus become? He became corporate humanity. He became the sin offering. He became sin for us. You must know the great love of God on the cross is for you. It's for you. I remember talking to someone who heard me speaking on the radio about Jesus becoming real. And he came to the espousal retreat house. He was drawn there. And Jesus showed himself to this young man. Now he lives for Jesus. Let me tell you, it is time for us to preach. It is time for us to live the message of the cross and resurrection.
Time for us to surrender.
It is time for us to surrender, to give our lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave his life over for you and for me. We need to surrender to him. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. This is reality. This is the message of salvation. We do not need to do everything. We need to cooperate with grace. If you want to see Jesus doing everything, you need to cooperate with grace, with the presence of God. Do you do that? Do I do that? He is the Lord who wants to draw all men and women into the glory of God the Father by his death and resurrection. Amen.
And with surrender comes trust. Jesus, God loves us so much, he sent down his son to die for us on the cross and then gave us the Holy Spirit. What more won't he do for those who trust him? When you surrender to God, then it's easy to trust him. Before we go on the radio, me and Father never, we don't talk about what we're going to talk about. We don't plan it because we just trust that we're going to open our mouths and God is going to put the words in our mouths, that God's going to put the thoughts that we have in our mouth. And we just, I just ask God, let me say everything you want me to say and not say anything you don't want me to say. Because this life is about you, Jesus. This life is about speaking about you, releasing your kingdom, loving you, letting you love me. It starts with loving God and letting God love you. Because we intimately know God through the power of the love. It's not about apologetics. It's not about theology. It's about intimately knowing Jesus. Letting the Spirit of God enter into your spirit. Revitalize every part of your soul. Infuse every atom in your body with the Spirit of God, with the love of God, with the thoughts of God, with the light of God, with the divine life of God. Nothing can stand in the light of God that's not coming from heaven. The light of God melts away sickness, depression, fear, anxiety. Each and everything. Last night, me and Father Matt, we had the youth group, and Father Matt was giving a talk to about 40 high school kids. And he was saying, God's will is to fill you abundantly, extraordinarily, with his love and his heart and his kingdom. But there's just the things that just block. They come in between us and God. Unforgiveness, shame, trauma. There's just little things, and it's just like little dominoes that need to be knocked over by the love of God. And when all those things are dismantled, sin puts a block between us and God. But when we let God come like a tidal wave and wipe those things out, then there's no room between you and God. There's no distance between you and God. God today wants to fill you to overflow with his love, with his grace, with his mercy. God just, he created you for himself. When you look out at creation in the universe, God created the world for us humans. And he said, go and have dominion. So when we have Jesus, all of creation needs to respond to us. It needs to obey us. It needs to listen to us. That's why Jesus could stop the storms. But Jesus created you for God and for himself.
That's true. That's reality. That's the glory of God. That our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, eternal Son of the Father, gave his life over for you. He became a substitute. We were the ones who should have died. But he, the Good Shepherd, became a substitute for us on the cross. He became corporate humanity. When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. This is profound. This is God's word. Jesus has things in store for you. I talked about that young man who heard on the radio about a spousal retreat house. Now he shepherds his family. He is the shepherd of his family. He took that responsibility on. And you know what? He's doing a good job. He's doing a very good job. He became the shepherd of his family. He's the one that will lay down his life for them. This is real. This is real. We need to know that. It's not only that he died for us, but we are called to be shepherd of our sheep to the point of giving our lives for our families, for our children, for our people. It's all about giving over your life. It's all about giving over your life.
If you're a father, you're the high priest of the family, and you need to lead. If you're a wife, you want to support the high priest. If you don't have a husband, Jesus will come and be your husband. You know, Jesus makes a way for each and every thing. Jesus has the perfect plan. See, the reason when you have the Holy Spirit, why all creation obeys you is because Jesus within you has all power. This is why on the cross, Jesus said it was finished. Because salvation was finished, redemption, healing, every grace of heaven was released upon this earth. It's finished. And we need to understand the love poured out for us on a crucifix. If you want to see a crucifix, yes, Jesus is risen. But when we see Jesus on the cross, that is love poured out for you. And when you understand and have a revelation of that love of God, then it's just how do we respond to knowing that love? We respond by trusting God, by being like a child and letting him be our father, by living in thanksgiving. If you can be grateful, you can be joyful. If you can be grateful, you can be joyful. If you don't have joy today, it's because you're not being grateful for all the gifts that God has given you. That when you and I deserved hell, Jesus came and he saved us. That now that we have Jesus, not only all people, but all the creation can respond to us. You see, even global warming, it could be real, but the storms and stuff, but the real cause of it isn't natural gases. It's because when we rebel against God, then all the creation rebels against man. When we rebel against God as people with abortion, name it, then all the creation is going to rebel against man. But when you come into the divine flow of God, when you are in the divine will of God, when you are fused into God's divine life, when everything in creation has ears to hear and eyes to see, and they will come, and you'll come into this oneness with Jesus, with creation, with resources, there'll be such an ease upon your life and a love upon your life. But you need to allow Jesus to come in and heal you and to surrender to him and trust in him and say, Jesus, it's no longer about my plans for my life. Take them, because all I want is what you want for me.
All I want is what you want for me. All I want is you. I want you to be not only Lord and Savior, but I want you to be my life, my complete life in this world. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.